castles on the air. Let the flags go up, let the drawbridge down, let the circus roll by in the town with jugglers, lions, and a sad face clown. Look out, beware. Castles on the square, let the drums give rolls, let the trumpets jam, and all this calls for a slice of ham. So you switch on the radio and here I am. Beware, castles on the air. Yeah, yeah. Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation. I never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. Oh, what will it take till you believe in me the way that I believe in you? I said I love you, and that forever. This I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Just the way you are.
All right, there, Norman. It's us, Norman.
Oh, just when things were going so well.
Hurry up, Sheridan. It's Norman.
I'm coming here, right?
He's just come back from Paris, Norman.
Yeah, I've just come back from Paris,
Norman. Told him, son. I've just told him.
I see. So he's been to Paris, has he?
He has that, no.
We were going to go to France, but we went to Paris instead.
Yeah, well, Paris is in France, you know.
He doesn't know they've moved it, no.
Okay, what did you go to Paris for?
About 25 quid.
No, son. He means your prize.
He's won a prize, has he?
He has that, no. You're looking at the fellow who won this year's gold medal at the French National Winemaking Championship.
Oh, no, no, no. He hasn't gone in for winemaking, has he?
Chateau Neuf de Sheridan.
And that won the gold medal?
Walk it, no.
Chateau Neuf de Sheridan, eh? Is it a dry wine?
No, it's wet.
No, no, look, look. A wine can either be sweet or dry.
And, well, this one's sour and wet.
That's the secret of a success, Norm.
I see. Is it white or red?
Purple.
Purple?
So it's not a dry white, Norm. It's a wet purple.
How on earth do you get a purple wine?
I think it's the creosote.
Creosote? Creosote isn't purple?
Not on its own it isn't, Norm. But it is when you mix it with blue ink.
Just a minute. Now, you're telling me that there's creosote and ink in the recipe?
There is that, Norm. He's been working on this wine for years. He's no stranger to treading the grapes, Norman.
Or should I show him my feet?
Are you ready for this, Norm?
Good grief. They're purple.
Of course they are, Norm. He's been knee-deep in creosote and ink.
I'd no idea that Sheridan was interested in winemaking, though.
It's in his family, Norman. They're all great wine connoisseurs, are Sheridan's family. Aren't they, son?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my granny will be somewhere or nowhere with a bottle in her hand.
He's right, Norm. Probably round the back of the gasworks.
Yeah, well, normally you drink white wine with fish, OK, and red wine with meat. So what do you drink Sheridan's wine with?
Great difficulty.
You think it'll catch on?
Pass me a bottle, son.
Here you are, Norman.
Right. Have you got a glass?
What do you want a glass for, Norm?
Well, I'm not going to drink it out of the bottle, am I?
I hope you're not going to drink it at all.
Why ever not?
It's for painting your garden fence, you fool.
Come on, son. Give him a free brush. Come on, Norm.
Dad.
Yes, Mother.
Wednesday night and Saturday night, every week we used to go, Dad.
It's unbelievable, Mother. Where, Mother?
The Trader, Dad.
The Trader what, Mother?
The cinema, Dad. When we were courting.
Oh, the Trocadero, Mother.
That's what I said, Dad. Well, he used to be on the pictures.
Oh, Mother.
The one I liked, Dad. He had lovely flashing white teeth with a black moustache.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that teeth grew a moustache.
He had big ears.
Who had, Mother?
This actor I liked, Dad.
Oh, I know the one. Dumbo.
No, not Dumbo, Dad. Clark Gable.
I had a pin-up of her when I was in the army, Mother.
Listen, Dad, you're talking about Betty Grable.
I know, Mother.
I said Clark Gable, Dad.
Oh, yes, I remember him, Mother.
Do you remember Clark Gable in that film, Dad? Gone...
Gone for the Burton, Mother.
Dad. Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind, Mother.
Remember when Scarlett O'Hara was carried up that broad staircase by Rhett Butler? You never carried me up a broad staircase, Dad.
We never had one broad enough, Mother.
You've no romance, Dad.
I have no muscles either, Mother.
Do you remember it happened one night, Dad?
Was that when we were caught in, Mother?
Happened one night. It was a film, Dad. Clark Gable was in it. With Claudette Colbert.
Oh, yes. Very nice she was. Claudette Colbert, yes. I had a pin-up of her when I was in the army.
Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert were in this hotel room, and he put up a curtain between their beds, Dad.
Well, some of these hotel rooms can be drafty, you know.
They were weren't married, you see, and they couldn't get another room, and he was being a gentleman, Dad.
He must have been, Mother.
Oh, he was my favourite, Dad. I remember him in Saratoga with Jean Harlow.
Oh, yes, I like Jean Harlow, Mother. I'd have been up there when I was in the army.
Oh, it was lovely going to the pictures when we were courting them.
It was, Mother.
It was educational, mm. too, Dad. We learned a lot going to the cinema,
we did, we did. And sometimes we watched the film.
Oh, Dad, you were a bit of a lad, Dad.
Happy days, Mother.
Dad.
Yes, Mother.
Those pin-ups of Betty Grable, Claudette Colbert and Jean Harlow, Dad.
Yes, Mother.
Didn't you have a pin-up of me, Dad?
No, Mother.
But I did give you a pin-up of me, Dad.
No, Mother, but I gave it to the fellow in the next bed. He hadn't got one.
Okay, this is the part where we wander into the audience again, try and find a new star if we can. Do you know that song, Tea for Two and Two for Tea? Who can sing that? Let's have a go. Do you know that? Tea for Two and Two for Tea. Can you sing that?
Tea for two and two for me.
Have you met anybody as greedy as this one? Tea for two and two for me. He wants a lot. Go on, have another go.
Tea for two and two for me.
You can't shake him, can you? How many sugars?
One.
One? Which cup do you want it in?
A big one.
A big one, isn't it? So, now, that's nice, that one. What about this one? Do you know, toot, 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 see goodbye. Do you know that one?
No. Toot, 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 see goodbye.
Well, that's all we're doing, have one. Now, you've got to sing the words backwards way.
Goodbye, toot, toot. Goodbye, Tootsie.
No, it's not, it's not. You were nearly there. Sing it straightforward again. Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye.
Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye.
Now sing the word backwards.
Goodbye, Tootsie, toot, toot, tootsie.
Right, there's another one here. You ready? Right?
I love my baby loves me.
Right?
Me loves me, be my baby, my love I.
Now what about this one? This is the one. This is not easy at all. Are you ready for this?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconut.
We'll try that backwards. Shall we try it backwards? Right, ready?
One, two, three. Coconuts a bunch lovely, a got time. Row a standing all there, are there. Head, you're as big as someone small, once big. Wrist off the flick, a twist and give. Said someone showing that that's. Whoops, coconuts a bunch lovely, a got time. Reach me, mate, we'll throw you at one every. Wife me stands there, like my of darling, the bowler roll singing, pitch a penny a bowler. Bowler roll singing, pitch a penny a bowler. Whoop-a-doo. Bowler roll singing, pitch a penny a bowler. Whoop-a-dee. Wife me stands there, like my of darling, the bowler roll singing, pitch a penny a bowler. Whoop-a-doo-doo.
Right, all together. Or would you like to try sitting on top of the world, Brian?
Well, I'm sitting on top of the world, yeah, just rolling along. I'm just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song. I'm just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just fold the parson if I get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm gonna fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, yeah, yeah, just rolling along. I'm just rolling along. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson, hey, bargain, ready to call. Cause just like that Humpty Dumpty, I'm gonna fall. Oh, I'm sitting on top of the world, yeah, and just rolling along. I'm just singing a song, I'm just rolling along. And I'm just singing a song, I'm just rolling along. On top of the world.
Female crime buster, Inspector Juliet Ravo.
I'm being framed. I'm innocent. It wasn't me. It's a case of mistaken identicals.
Will you just shut up, you horrible criminal? Now then, Constable Eli.
Yes, Sergeant.
Did you arrest this villain in the act?
No, in the fish and chip shop.
Now. What have you written on the charge sheet?
Two cod and chip.
Now, that's not what I meant.
Why did you want the haddock?
Look, I was talking about your prisoner.
He can buy his own.
Why have you brought the felon here in handcuffs then?
That's what I want to know.
It was a fair cop.
Before we go any further, Sergeant, what's the charge?
85 pence for the cotton chip.
It's not fair being handcuffed to this idiot.
Constable, come in here. I want a word with you alone.
I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't?
I've lost it. Keep the handcuffs.
You'll have to do something, Sarge. I can't spend the rest of my life chained to him.
No, we're not married.
Constable, if you weren't related to the inspector, I'd sling you in the cells. You great stupid nit.
Sergeant, what's all the shouting about?
Ah, good news, Inspector. We have apprehended the miscreant responsible for the crime wave on our patch.
Well done, Constable.
Thanks, Auntie.
Inspector.
Oh, sorry, Auntie Inspector.
So, this is the man who stole 260 cars and burgled 35 houses.
Is he?
Well, of course he is. That's why you arrested him.
No, I got him for not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, that's ludicrous.
Of course it is. I was riding the bike.
Hello, police station.
What? He's actually breaking into the house at the moment? Right, sir. We'll send our best man right away. Inspector, there's no news yet on the housebreakers.
Well, keep me informed. In the meantime, I'd like you to study these photographs.
Certainly, Inspector. Oh, my word. This is what a view it'd be, Keedy.
Yes, Sergeant. Lying there with the hot sun on my body in the garden. What do you think of it, Sergeant?
Oh, very nice, sir. But I think your roses need pruning.
Oh, it can be very lonely living in a big house on my own. I'm sometimes desperate for company.
Well, that gives me an idea.
Oh, really? Really? Well, I hoped it would.
Mm. Have you ever thought about getting a cat?
Hey, off you two, we're back, and I'm fed up with being handcuffed to this human dipstick.
Watch it.
Oh, never mind all that. You went to investigate a housebreaking. What happened?
Well, we had a little bit of trouble getting there.
You're not kidding. We're handcuffed together, and there's only one bike.
And I kept falling off his handlebars.
Look, did you get there?
Oh, yeah, I searched downstairs first, but we couldn't find any.
Find any what?
Matches. I was dying for a smoke. I did think about rubbing his legs together.
Look, was there anybody there?
No, but there was in the bedroom upstairs.
What, you mean a burglar?
No. Fat bird. She belted us.
We were in the wrong house.
Constable. How could you go to the wrong house? I wrote the address on a piece of paper.
Yeah, but for security reasons, I swallowed it.
You tweet, you're supposed to read it first.
Oh. Hey, just a minute, I've thought of it. I've got the answer to our problem.
What, you mean you know where the housebreaker is?
No, I remembered where I've left the key to the handcuffs.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall, and I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know. Love's a heartache either way, but beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful. I know.
that's all for this week. I'd like to thank Mike Burton.
Hello.
Eli Woods.
Cheerio.
Jacqueline Clark.
Hi.
And, of course, Brian Fitzgerald and his orchestra. Cast is on the Air is written by Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley, Ron McDonald and James Casey. And produced here in Manchester by Ron McDonald. We'll be back next week. Hope you'll join us. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.